This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. At this point in the growing season, the soybeans are growing fast, usually fast enough to compensate for the leaf-eating insects present in the field. However, there can still be outbreaks and major defoliation can occur. We've already had a few outbreaks of armyworms earlier in the season, which was hard on some of the young, double-cropped soybeans. These were likely the fall armyworms that hatched and built up their populations in the wheat, ate all the grass weeds, and then moved on to the soybeans. Now on the soybean foliage, we are mostly focused on the bean leaf beetle, spider mites, and a few mothworms and caterpillars. Bean leaf beetles are 1/4-inch long red beetles with 6 black spots. They tend to chew circular holes in the leaves. The treatment threshold is 7 beetles per row foot on soybeans with 4 or fewer nodes, and with 25% defoliation. Later in the growing season, it takes a lot more beetles to cause any yield loss from eating leaves. However, they can also feed directly on young pods. Every field will have some amount of bean leaf beetles, but rarely there is enough to warrant spraying. The green clover worm often takes off in population this time of year. They are smaller and light green worm. At this point, treatment thresholds will be over 10 worms per row foot. However, when clover worms get to high populations, there is a certain parasitic fungus that takes them over and nearly wipes them out. Thistle caterpillars and webworms have similar treatment thresholds, both of which can have higher population numbers this time of year, but often not enough to warrant pesticides. However, there have been years where thistle caterpillars outbreak in major field defoliation populations. Really, the bigger issue will be soybean podworms, which are the exact same worm as the corn earworm. Since they feed directly on the pods, population thresholds are only a couple per row foot. Stink bugs do the same thing and feed directly on the pods and seeds. Spider mites can be a problem, but they prefer hot, dry weather. I've not seen much in the way of spider mites this year. When scouting a field for insects, be sure to check multiple locations and not just the edge of the field near the road. Many insects might be worse on the field edge, because that is the first place they get to. Grasshoppers and stink bugs, for instance, can really travel, but they aren't picky where they feed. It is always important to remember that soybeans overcompensate in the number of leaves needed to fill pods. In a general sense, soybeans can withstand a 20% leaf defoliation without a reduction in yield. That 20% can look a lot worse than it really is. And of course, any pesticide application is going to have the downside that while it will decrease the bad bugs in the field, it will nearly eliminate the good bugs. There are all kinds of insects out in the soybean fields, both good and bad. If you have any questions over treatment thresholds or would like some insect identification, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.